Now to Dead Europe, the latest of Christos Solkos' novels to be adapted to the screen.
Did my father ever talk about Grace during the war? About someone the family protected? Did he mention a boy?
A boy, yes. He talked about a boy.
Elias.
I don't remember the name.
No, but could it have been Elias?
I'll tell you everything, but first I need you to help me.
No.
There's someone I want you to meet. She's a refugee. I want you to help her get to Australia. I'll pay you 5,000 euros.
Look, I don't know.
I've got a passport for her. All you have to do is accompany her.
Isaac, a Greek-Australian photographer, a gay man, swears to take his communist father's ashes back to the ancestral village in Greece. He's never been there. His mother is furiously opposed, but Isaac goes anyway with his mother's warnings ringing in his ears. In Athens, he meets up with a cousin and her parents whose welcome is uneasy. One of his aunts spits at him and curses the memory of his father. Rattled, he walks the streets of Athens and meets a boy, Joseph, played by Cody Smith McPhee, whom he befriends and promises to help. But Joseph disappeared. He will return to haunt Isaac as the film progresses. Isaac's played by Ewan Leslie, and in his father's village he is indeed not welcomed. In fact, he's cursed again, but only slowly as he goes first to Paris, then to Budapest, did he discover actually what happened to his father in that village and how he came to be cursed. Many people, including Christos Solkos himself, thought Dead Europe was unadaptable. But from the start, those first scenes in Athens, Tony Kravitz conjures up the mood of corruption and unease I recall so vividly from the novel. Gone is the Baroque structure of the Solkos novel and the long explorations of what happened in that village in the past. Some, though not all, of the most brutal scenes from the past are gone. But Kravitz, with co-writer Louise Fox, has conjured the nightmarish quality of Isaac's journey and the stinking, corrupted, tormenting parallels it draws between Europe now, with its exploited refugees and unsettled hatreds, and its vulnerable children, and the unforgivable past. He also takes us into extremely uncomfortable territory ideologically. He does raise the ideology of blame, the ideology of anti-Semitism, and those who use it to cover their own excesses. This film has very discomforting moments, and they're not necessarily always its representations of child prostitution or gay sex. They're worth thinking about these moments, and in doing so, I suggest we think carefully about the difference between description and prescription. As Europeans now struggle under the immense social strains of economic disaster, it's tempting to see Dead Europe as hugely metaphorical. I don't see it this way. I don't share the sense of burden and dis-ease evoked by Christos in his novel and Tony in this film, because I know too many in Europe who have struggled, genuinely struggled, for decades to confront the horrors of the European past in the 20th century, as well as the injustice of the present. But if you care about these things, I suggest you see this film. It's one of the most disturbing and intelligent Australian films for a long time. Dead Europe is rated MA. When Julie Delpy was 14, she made her screen debut in Jean-Luc Godard's Detective. The daughter of actors, Delpy was precocious. She made her reputation then in the film Europa, Europa, and later in Krzysztof Kieślowski's Three Colours White. Then she went on to make Before Sunrise with Ethan Hawke. Delpy left France well over a decade ago to live in New York, having spoken out about what she saw as film producers and directors' sexual exploitation of young actresses. Her last film was 2 Days in Paris, a comedy in which she brings an American boyfriend to Paris to meet her parents and her jealous sister. And probably the most memorable scene in that film was a Delhi pair, Albert, keying the side of a very expensive car which had had the temerity to park on the footpath as he walked to his favourite market. Now Delpy is back with another comedy of mismatched cultural expectations called 2 Days in New York, in which the heroine's French family come to New York to meet her American partner, Mingus, played by Chris Rock. Delpy herself plays Marion. And once again, Alexia Lando, who co-wrote this film with Delpy, plays her insufferable sister. Delpy herself is a bundle of nerves as Marion, trying to deal with her rambunctious family, her partner taking offence, her family's hanger-on, her partner's child, her child, and the opening of her photography show. Once again, the gallery scenes are some of the best in the film. She's got a great eye for the art scene, has Julie Delpy. And Marion, well, dear neurotic Marion, is just one of those characters who can't stop talking.